This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Verbal versus written feedback, which delivers better results in workplace feedback conversations. Know when to speak and when to write for feedback that actually lands. In short, verbal feedback happens in real-time conversation. Written feedback is documented and delivered in text. Each serves a different purpose, and using the wrong one can cost you trust, clarity, and results. Verbal feedback allows immediate dialogue. Written feedback gives time for reflection. Verbal suits emotional or time-sensitive situations. Written suits complex or formal ones. The best feedback conversations often use both in the right sequence. Definition: verbal versus written feedback refers to the choice between delivering workplace feedback through spoken conversation or documented text. Verbal feedback enables real-time exchange and emotional connection. Written feedback provides structure, permanence, and a record both parties can return to. I watched a manager spend 40 minutes composing a carefully worded email about a team member's performance, only to have that email forwarded to three other colleagues by the end of the day. The conversation she needed to have became a document no one trusted. That is what choosing the wrong form of feedback can cost you. The difference between verbal versus written feedback is not just a preference. It shapes how feedback lands, how it is remembered, and whether it builds or breaks the relationship between the person giving it and the person receiving it. Use the wrong form and even the most accurate, well-intentioned feedback can fail completely. Use the right one, and you give your words a genuine chance to change something. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one and what each one actually requires. If you want to explore structured methods for delivering your feedback, how to use the SPVI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is a strong companion to what follows here. What verbal feedback really means in practice. Verbal feedback is feedback delivered through spoken conversation, in real time, face-to-face or over a call. It is not a monologue. It is a live exchange where the person receiving feedback can respond, ask questions, and be heard. In practice, verbal feedback looks like a manager pulling someone aside after a meeting to acknowledge what went well and name what did not. It looks like a team leader addressing a pattern of behavior before it becomes a performance issue. It is present, immediate, and human. Here is a scenario I have seen play out many times. A senior engineer consistently interrupts colleagues during technical discussions. A brief, direct verbal conversation with that engineer, done privately and with care, lands differently than an email ever could. The engineer can ask what you mean. You can hear the defensiveness in their voice and address it in the moment. The feedback becomes a conversation, not a verdict. Verbal feedback requires courage. You have to sit with another person's reaction, adjust your tone on the spot, and stay present even when it is uncomfortable. That is exactly what makes it powerful. What written feedback really means in practice. Written feedback is feedback delivered in text form, whether through email, a shared document, a performance review, or a structured written note. It is not spontaneous. It is considered, composed, and permanent. In practice, written feedback looks like a detailed performance review that outlines specific examples, agreed targets, and documented outcomes. It looks like a follow-up email after a verbal conversation that summarizes what was discussed and what was decided. It is clear, retrievable, and precise. Here is a concrete example. A project manager notices a recurring issue with how a team member structures client reports. Rather than a rushed verbal comment, she writes a short, specific note what the issue is, why it matters for the client relationship, and what she expects going forward. The team member reads it, processes it without pressure, and returns to it later when revising their work. Written feedback requires discipline. You cannot rely on tone of voice or body language to soften a message or add warmth. Every word carries its full weight, so every word must be chosen with care. If you want to get this right, understanding what is proper email etiquette in the workplace will help you apply these principles to written feedback delivered by email. The key differences side by side. Dimension: verbal feedback, written feedback. Delivery: real-time, spoken, live exchange documented, text-based, asynchronous. Emotional: tone conveyed through voice, presence, body language carried entirely by word choice and structure. Response: immediate dialogue possible, recipient processes alone. Respond later. Permanence: fades from memory. No record documented. Both parties can return to it. Best for coaching, sensitive issues, nuanced conversations, complex feedback, formal reviews, multiple points, common mistake, vague or inconsistent, without documentation, cold, blunt tone that damages the relationship. What it builds relational trust and connection, procedural trust and accountability. The emotional tone dimension deserves more attention than most people give it. When you speak, your voice, your pace, and your presence carry half the message. The same words delivered with warmth land very differently than words delivered with impatience. Written feedback strips all of that away. The reader fills in the emotional gap with their own assumptions, and those assumptions are rarely generous when the subject is criticism. Permanence changes the stakes of written feedback in ways that catch people off guard. Verbal feedback fades and shifts in memory. Written feedback does not. It can be reread, forwarded, and quoted. This makes it powerful for clarity and dangerous when content is imprecise or the tone is sharp. The common mistake row is where most feedback problems lie. Verbal feedback without follow-up documentation creates disagreements about what was actually said. Written feedback delivered without a preceding conversation can feel like an ambush, particularly when the content is serious. Where verbal and written feedback overlap. These two forms of feedback are not opposites. In the strongest feedback cultures, they work together, each one doing the thing the other cannot. One clear area of overlap is the formal performance review. Most organizations conduct these as a written document, but the conversation that surrounds that document is where the real feedback happens. The written review creates the structure and the record. The verbal conversation brings it to life and gives the person a chance to respond. Neither one is complete without the other. A second overlap is the feedback follow-up. You have a verbal conversation about a specific issue. You follow it with a short written summary of what was discussed. This approach, which I recommend in How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy Instead of Breaking It, captures the warmth of the conversation and the clarity of the written word. Neither form alone would do both jobs. A third overlap appears in coaching conversations. A manager might use a framework like the one described in How to Use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan during a verbal session, then send a written summary of their agreed goals. The two forms reinforce each other and reduce the chance of misunderstanding. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use verbal feedback in workplace conversations. Use verbal feedback when the situation calls for a live human exchange, not a document. When the feedback is time-sensitive. If a behaviour needs to change before the next meeting or project milestone, do not wait to compose an email. Speak directly, clearly, and soon after the situation occurs. Delay dulls the relevance of any feedback. When the subject is emotionally sensitive. Redundancy concerns, interpersonal conflicts, and personal performance struggles all need the nuance that only spoken conversation can provide. A written message on these topics, without a prior conversation, will almost always land harder than you intend. When you need a real-time response, if you genuinely need to understand how the other person sees the situation before you can move forward, verbal is the only form that lets that happen naturally. You cannot replicate genuine dialogue in an email thread. When the feedback is primarily positive, recognition feels hollow in a brief email. When someone has done something genuinely well, saying it aloud, directly, in the moment, carries a weight that a written note really matches. The human voice is still the strongest tool for expressing genuine respect. When you are coaching, not just correcting. Coaching requires listening, adjusting, and responding to what you hear. That is a conversation. It is not a document. If the goal is development and not documentation, speak. Use the wrong form here, and you risk turning what should be a human moment into a clinical record. That is a cost that compounds over time. When to use written feedback in workplace conversations. Use written feedback when permanence, precision, or process requires it. When the feedback involves multiple specific points. If you need to address three or four distinct issues, a verbal conversation risks losing important details. A clear, well-structured written message gives the person something to work from, in sequence, without having to hold everything in memory at once. When documentation is required, Formal performance discussions, disciplinary matters, and agreed improvement plans all need a written record. Both parties deserve a shared, accurate account of what was said and what was agreed. Verbal agreements in high-stakes situations are a source of real conflict later, when the recipient needs processing time. Some people do their best reflecting alone before they respond. Written feedback gives them that space. It is not avoidance. It is respect for how some people actually absorb difficult information. When geography or schedule prevents a live conversation, remote teams, time zones, and asynchronous working patterns sometimes make verbal feedback impractical. In those cases, well-crafted written feedback is not a compromise. It is the right tool for the context. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time offers perspective on how to plan communication strategically across different formats. When you are following up a verbal conversation, verbal feedback that goes undocumented often dissolves into competing memories. A brief written follow-up, even a few sentences, anchors what was agreed and gives both parties a clear reference point. Use written feedback in place of a necessary conversation, and you will likely create distance where you need connection. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People assume written feedback is more professional than verbal feedback. Why it happens? Written feels considered and formal, while verbal feels improvised. The resolution. Professionalism is about clarity and respect, not medium. A well-delivered verbal conversation is every bit as professional as a written review. Ask yourself not which looks more professional, but which will actually serve this person and this situation best. The confusion. People choose written feedback specifically to avoid a difficult conversation. Why it happens? Writing feels safer. You can edit, soften, and send without having to sit with someone's reaction. The resolution. If you're choosing written feedback because you're afraid of the conversation, that is the clearest signal that verbal is exactly what the situation needs. Written feedback used as avoidance rarely lands well and often makes the underlying issue worse. How to handle conflict during meetings and how to ensure every participant gets heard both speak to the courage that direct communication requires. The confusion. People believe verbal feedback does not need any follow-up. Why it happens? The conversation felt complete. Both people seemed to understand each other. The resolution. Memory is unreliable, especially after emotionally charged conversations. A brief written summary, even 3 or 4 sentences, transforms a good verbal exchange into something both parties can return to. That summary is not a substitute for the conversation. It is what makes the conversation stick. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are managing someone whose performance has been slipping, start with a verbal conversation, not an email. The person needs to feel that they are being spoken to, not processed. Once you've had that conversation and reached some shared understanding, follow it with a brief written summary of what was discussed and what you both agreed to do next. If you're giving feedback on a piece of work with several specific issues, use written feedback, but be precise and constructive. Address each point separately and clearly. If the feedback is substantial, consider sending it in advance of a verbal follow-up, so the person has time to read and absorb it before you discuss it together. If you are recognizing strong performance publicly or privately, go verbal whenever you can. Spoken recognition, delivered directly and specifically, carries an energy that a written note really replicates. Save the written form for formal recognition records, not for the moment of acknowledgement itself. If you are navigating a sensitive interpersonal issue on your team, always verbal first. Sensitive feedback requires the full range of human communication voice, presence, and the ability to respond in the moment. Written feedback on interpersonal matters too easily comes across as cold, even when the words are carefully chosen. If you are managing a remote team across different time zones, build a practice of verbal feedback through scheduled calls. Then document the key points in writing. Do not let distance become an excuse to default to written-only feedback. The relationship still needs the spoken word, even if it travels through a screen. Knowing which situation calls for which form is itself a meaningful step forward. Most people have never been taught to think about this deliberately, and that gap shows in their results. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Verbal feedback builds relational trust. Written feedback builds procedural trust. You need both in a healthy feedback culture, and neither one replaces the other. Choose verbal when the situation requires dialogue, emotional sensitivity, or an immediate response. The human voice carries information that words on a screen simply cannot. Choose written when you need precision, documentation, or when the feedback involves multiple distinct points the person needs to process. The most common and costly mistake is using written feedback to avoid a difficult conversation. If that is why you're reaching for the keyboard, stop and pick up the phone instead. Following a verbal conversation with a brief written summary is almost always the strongest approach for high-stakes feedback. It combines the warmth of dialogue with the clarity of documentation. Choosing between verbal versus written feedback is a skill you can build deliberately. Practice it consciously, and your feedback conversations will improve faster than almost anything else you do. For deeper reading on how to structure and deliver feedback that strengthens your team, explore how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and a practical how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides for a clear framework you can apply immediately. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between verbal versus written feedback in the workplace? Verbal feedback happens in real time through spoken conversation, allowing immediate back and forth dialogue. Written feedback is documented and delivered in text form, giving the recipient time to process it. The key difference is that verbal allows emotional connection while written provides clarity and a lasting record. When should you give verbal feedback instead of written feedback? Give verbal feedback when the situation is time sensitive, emotionally complex, or requires immediate dialogue. It works best for coaching conversations, quick corrections, and situations where tone and body language matter. If the person needs to respond, ask questions, or feel heard, verbal is almost always the stronger choice. Why is written feedback more effective than verbal feedback? Written feedback works best when the message is complex, involves multiple points, or needs to be documented for performance records. It gives the recipient time to read, reflect, and return to the content later. Use it for formal reviews, detailed improvement plans, or when you need a clear record of what was said. Can verbal versus written feedback be combined for better results? Yes, combining both often produces the strongest outcomes. Have the verbal conversation first to preserve the human connection and allow genuine dialogue. Then follow up in writing to document what was agreed and give the person a reference point. This approach captures the strengths of both forms without sacrificing either. What are the most common mistakes people make with verbal versus written feedback? The most common mistakes are choosing written feedback to avoid a difficult conversation, giving verbal feedback that lacks specifics, and confusing the two by writing emotionally charged messages that should have been spoken. Knowing which situation calls for which form is the skill that separates effective feedback givers from ineffective ones. How does verbal versus written feedback affect trust in the workplace? Verbal feedback builds relational trust when delivered with care and presence. Written feedback builds procedural trust because it creates accountability and shared understanding. Misusing either form, such as writing harsh criticism that needed a live conversation, damages trust quickly. Choosing the right form signals genuine respect for the person receiving it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.